Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the secret world of Gemini, AI versus my edit prompts for 2026. It's a pretty heated topic in the creative community, right? Definitely. I was chatting with our tech lead, Dr. Morgan Taylor, and she showed me this mind-blowing comparison between the two tools using a cyberpunk street food vendor prompt. It really opened my eyes to the differences. Oh, wow, that sounds interesting. What did you see in that comparison? Well, on one side, we had Gemini, AI. And it looked okay at first, but when you zoomed in, whoa, the neon signs were completely gibberish, and the vendor had six fingers on one hand. Classic. AI trouble. Six fingers? That's wild. So how did my edit stack up against that? My edit's result was night and day. The text on the food stall was readable in both Japanese and English, and it had this gritty, cinematic, 4K look, really like a movie still. Such a striking difference. That's impressive. So what do you think makes my edit stand out like that? Morgan told me it's not about the prompt length anymore. It's about the engine under the hood. That really stuck with me. It turns out while Gemini is great for tasks like brainstorming and writing, it often struggles with precise visual details. Right, so it's more about knowing how each tool operates, I guess? Exactly. My edit feels like a precision tool designed specifically for visual creators. I mean, when I tried to get a cinematic look with Gemini, I had to write three paragraphs just to describe the lighting and camera lens. With my edit, a lot of that cinematic flair is already baked in, especially with their updated 2026 models. So it's a lot more straightforward for creators. But you mentioned consistency earlier. Why is that an issue with Gemini? Oh, it drives me crazy. If you generate a character, a space explorer, let's say, you want to see them in different scenes, right? With Gemini, you could end up with a totally different face or suit every time you change the prompt. It's like, where did my character go? Oh no, that's a big deal for storytelling. How does my edit handle that? My edit achieves about 85.6% facial consistency across generations, while Gemini hovers around 62%. If you're creating a storyboard or a comic, you can't afford to lose your main character just because you want a new angle. That sounds like a real game changer. Did you have a chance to test this out personally? Yes, I uploaded three shots of a character's face from different angles in my edit, and it nailed it every time. But Gemini, I had to rely solely on text descriptions, which resulted in a lot of inaccuracies. Wow, I can see how that would be frustrating. So what about the actual prompts? What did you discover? Great question. The secret isn't magic, it's how the models interpret data. Gemini loves flowery, emotional language, while my edit prefers technical director-style instructions. For example, if I wanted a dramatic shot of a car in the rain, Gemini prompt might be something poetic, while my edit would focus on specific technical details. Jordan, that makes sense. And having precise parameters likely gives better results, right? Exactly. Technical language usually wins for visuals because it provides the AI with specific parameters to work with rather than abstract concepts. And speaking of improvements, the Nano, Banana, Pro Technology in my edit is a game changer for multilingual text rendering. I can imagine. Text rendering in AI can often lead to gibberish. Did you have any examples of that? Absolutely. I tried a prompt for a Japanese storefront, and with Nano, Banana, Pro, the Japanese characters came out perfectly. It's a huge leap from getting random squiggles that don't mean anything. That's awesome. So, would you say my edit is just easier to use overall? Yes. Users report needing fewer prompts with my edit compared to Gemini. They achieve about 81.2% one-shot accuracy, which is way more efficient. Especially when you're on a deadline, that time savings is invaluable. Speaking of deadlines, how does this affect the cost for users? Good point. Gemini offers unlimited images on a free tier, which sounds great, but if you need high-end features or faster processing, you're looking at around $20 a month. My edit, on the other hand, has a free tier as well, but its paid tier is only about $4 a month. That's a significant difference, so if you're a serious creator, it seems like my edit is the way to go. Exactly. My edit users actually save an average of $127 per project compared to Gemini, considering the number of discarded images due to those gibberish issues. Wow. So what's the takeaway for our listeners? If you're looking for precision and efficiency, especially in visual projects, MyEdit is your best bet. Use the free tier to build your assets, then consider upgrading only when necessary for big projects. Great advice. So that wraps up today's discussion on Gemini, AI versus MyEdit prompts for 2026. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you found this helpful, check out the tools and give them a try. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.